9.16.
Good evening and welcome to Family, the programme where we discuss issues concerning parents and children. Last week we talked about children following their parents into the same job and whether children of celebrities have an easier life than other children. Today we're going to look at a celebrity's son who did something different and has been successful without the help of his famous father. Duncan Jones may not be a name you recognise if you're not a serious cinema fan. Duncan Jones is his real name, but when he was very young he was called Zoe Bowie. His father was the famous singer David Bowie, whose real surname was Jones. Zoe was actually Duncan's middle name. Duncan was born in the UK in 1971. When he was nine, his parents divorced, and Duncan stayed with his father. He continued to visit his mother, David Bowie's first wife, Angie, until he was 13. But their relationship wasn't a happy one, and he hasn't seen her since then. When he was a child, Duncan wasn't interested in music. His father tried and tried to get him to learn an instrument, the drums, the saxophone, and the piano, but Duncan just wasn't interested. He was more interested in sport and in films. So, his father bought him a little 8mm video camera, and he used it to make films with his Star Wars toys. After he left school, Duncan went to the London Film School and studied to be a film director. In the early years of his career, Duncan directed TV commercials, for example, for the fashion label French Connection and Heinz Ketchup, and he also worked on video games. In 2006, he made his first film called Moon, a science fiction drama, which was a great success. He won many awards for the film, including the prize for Best New British Director. Since then, he has made many more successful films, including Source Code, a science fiction thriller starring Jake Gyllenhaal, and Warcraft, based on the game World of Warcraft. Duncan has said that one of the reasons why he went into film directing was that he wanted to be behind the camera, not in front of it. As a child, there were often paparazzi around, which he hated. Even now, as a successful film director, he doesn't like being photographed. Although, as he says, "I've never needed to use my father's name," Duncan was very close to his father all his life and was with him when he died in January 2016. He said of him, "He was a wonderful father who encouraged me to be creative but different."